This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming titles for August and September. And then we have reviews in summer listening tips, and I'll let you know where you can hear more of those. And we'll follow that with some reviews in romance, including a review of If the Duke Demands by Anne Harrington. It's an Earphones winner, read by Justine Eyre. Let's get right to it. Here are our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases in August and September. From Anne Hood, we get Morning Star, Growing Up with Books. For all book lovers, and really, if you're reading this, that's probably you, a memoir about the power of literature in our lives. It's read by Donna Postel. From author Kwame Alexander and Mary Rand Hess, we get Solo. In this young adult novel in verse, narrated by the author Kwame Alexander, music is a comfort to 17-year-old Blade amid family struggles. From Jenny Zhang, we get Sour Heart Stories, a much-buzzed-about debut short story collection that shines fresh light on the immigrant experience in America. It's read by several narrators. From author Tess Gerritsen, we have I Know a Secret. Boston PD detective Jane Rizzoli and medical examiner Maura Isles are back, investigating two murders and dealing with family dramas. It's read by Tanya Eby. From Sue Grafton, we have Why is for Yesterday. For longtime fans, getting to Why in this series is bittersweet. Judy Kay returns as Grafton delves into an old and very disturbing case of Kinsey Millhones. From Jack Gantos, we have Writing Radar, Using Your Journal to Snoop Out and Craft Great Stories. This is a creative writing guide for kids from one of the funniest authors we know. The reader has yet to be announced. From Louise Penny, we have Glass Houses. A mysterious appearance in Three Pines starts a chain of events and causes Gamache to wrestle with his conscience. We're so glad Robert Bathurst will be back to narrate the latest in Penny's series. From Salman Rushdie, we have The Golden House. A timely new novel from Rushdie takes on politics, love, and family ties in modern-day New York City, and it's read by Vikas Adam. From Jesmyn Ward, we get Sing, Unburied, Sing. From a National Book Award winner, a novelistic journey, both literal and metaphorical, through Mississippi. The reader has yet to be announced. From John Le Carré, A Legacy of Spies. Le Carré is an engaging narrator of his own work, whether fiction or nonfiction. We loved his recent memoir, The Pigeon Tunnel. Here he's back to the fictional spies of the British Secret Service. A must listen. From Jeffrey C. Ward and Ken Burns, we have The Vietnam War, An Intimate History. With a film on PBS in September and this accompanying audiobook, The Vietnam War gets the Ken Burns treatment. It's read by Brian Corrigan. From Craig Johnson, The Western Star is the title, and its past and present collide for Sheriff Walt Longmire in this 13th in the series, read by George Guidel. From Alice Waters, we have Coming to My Senses, The Making of a Counterculture Cook. Foodie alert, don't miss this memoir from Waters that traces her life from childhood to Chez Panisse and beyond, and it's read by the author. From Anita Locke, we have Bluebird, Bluebird. Race and justice intersect as Texas Ranger Darren Matthews investigates two murders. The reader has yet to be announced. From Nicole Krauss, we have Forest Dark. We have raved about Krauss's The History of Love in 2005 and The Great House in 2010. Here, a lawyer and a young novelist on separate life paths meet in Israel. And the reader is yet to be announced. From Celeste Eng, we have Little Fires Everywhere. A single mother and her daughter shake things up when they move into a Cleveland suburb. It's read by Jennifer Lim. From Gretchen Rubin, The Four Tendencies. The indispensable personality profiles that reveal how to make your life better and other people's lives better, too. More advice from the author of The Happiness Project and Better Than Before, read by the author. From Kristen Kayshore, we have Jane Unlimited. Fans of Kristen Kayshore's Gracelink series will be eagerly anticipating this new standalone novel for teens. It's read by Rebecca Soler. From Harlan Coben, we have Don't Let Go. Details about the plot of this new thriller are pretty scarce, but Coben is one of our longtime favorites, mystery authors, and his books translate especially well to audio. So go ahead and plan to listen to this one, read by Steven Weber. And finally, James McBride offers Five Carat Soul, a collection of short stories from the National Book Award-winning author of The Good Lord Bird and Kill 'Em and Leave 'Em. Reader is yet to be announced. And that concludes our intriguing titles for upcoming August and September. Now we turn our attention to some summer listening tips. Our first one is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Camino Island by John Grisham, an earphones winner read by January Lavoie. This languid, innovative mystery begins with a carefully planned rare manuscript heist from Princeton University's library by a group of experienced crooks. January Lavoie's expert narration engages listeners as debt-ridden novelist Mercer Mann reluctantly becomes involved in the case. The prime suspect is successful Florida bookstore owner and bon vivant, Bruce Cable. Lavoie's presentation is well suited to this slow-paced yet fascinating study of a private eye's investigation methods, which are occasionally just this side of illegal. She finds outstanding, distinctive voices for the various charismatic characters, from writers to academics to FBI agents. The sardonic edge to the dialogue includes all those involved in the book business, and Lavoie appears to enjoy their parties and conversations. Listeners will appreciate the surprising ending, which proves that Bruce is a true gentleman and Camino Island is a true writer's community. Susan C. Aw wrote that review of Camino Island by John Grisham. It's an earphones winner, read by January Lavoie, and it's available from Random House Audio for 8.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine carries a QR code. Next, we have Dragon Teeth by Michael Crichton, read by Scott Brick. Scott Brick is a narrator at the top of his game, and this is a meaty tale for him to get his, teeth into. It tells of the rivalry between 19th century paleontologists Edwin Drinker Cope and Othniel Charles Marsh, a rivalry so intense as to at times border on insanity. It's told from the point of view of William Johnson, a spoiled, privileged Yale student who was forced to fend for himself and guard Cope's finds in a lawless gold rush town after he is the sole survivor of an Indian attack. There's action aplenty, but the narrative develops at a steady pace rather than the unputdownable pace of better-known Crichton titles. But still, it's a compelling listen and one that will leave the listener feeling pleasantly educated, as well as entertained. Catherine A. Thompson wrote that review of Dragon Teeth by Michael Crichton, read by Scott Brick. It's available from Harper Audio for 7.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Continuing with our summer listening tips, we have Once and For All by Sarah Dessen. It's an Earphones winner, read by Carissa Vacker. Author Sarah Dessen is in top-notch at a fast-moving teen dialogue, and narrator Carissa Vacker is wonderful at delivering it. Vacker captures the witty sarcasm of Luna, who believes that the possibility of love is limited. Vacker nails the jaded attitude of an 18-year-old who's been raised by a busy, problem-solving mother, a wedding planner extraordinaire. Vacker also reveals the deeper side of the hurt that underlies Luna's views of love's limitations. As Luna quickly rejects the romantic overtures of the wealthy, spoiled Ambrose, Vacker lets his genuine affection for her shine through despite Luna's disdain. The emotions that play out in this Dessen romance will capture fans old and new. Susie Wild wrote that review of Once and For All by Sarah Dessen. It's an Earphones winner, read by Carissa Vacker, available from Listening Library for 10.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next we have Between Them, Remembering My Parents by Richard Ford, read by Christian Bascos, and it too is an Earphones winner. Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Richard Ford's remembrance of growing up in the 1950s is at times insightful, enlightening, and emotionally evocative, especially as performed by narrator Christian Bascos. Ford gives his mother credit for honing his narrative voice. He spent most of his years with her as his father, a traveling salesman, died in his arms when he was 16. Bascos uses his dulcet voice and practiced pacing most effectively in scenes in which Ford describes living with his colorful grandfather, the manager of a bustling hotel in Little Rock, prime territory for a young storyteller in search of material. Fans of the iconic character Frank Bascom, the sports writer, may find real-life connections between the character and the artist in this examination of recollection, intimacy, and love. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of Between Them, Remembering My Parents by Richard Ford, an Earphones winner, read by Christian Bascos from Harper Audio for 3.5 hours unabridged. Now, to hear more of these summer picks, we recommend that you go listen to the Audiophile blog at www.audiophilemagazine.com/blog. Here you can get to go behind the mic, where we ask narrators to share their thoughts about their latest audiobooks, and you might be surprised at what they have to say. That's www.audiophilemagazine.com/blog. Okay, now we turn our attention to our reviews. But first, this is a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our first review in romance today is Wicked Abyss, Immortals After Dark, Book 17 by Cresley Cole. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robert Petkoff. Narrator Robert Petkoff delights listeners with another installment in Cresley Cole's paranormal romance series. Sean, a demon lord of hell, was betrayed by a fae princess more than a millennium ago. Princess Lila is that fae princess reborn, and now she becomes imprisoned in Sean's castle. To complicate matters, Lila is Sean's fated mate. Petkoff does a fabulous job voicing each character, from the brogue of a dragon to the slightly manic tones of Nyx the Valkyrie. In the flashbacks to Sean's past, Petkoff expertly portrays a younger, more innocent character. Petkoff brings the right mix of drama and humor to the production. Listeners can sit back and let his voice wash over them, sweeping them into the story. Stephanie Baker wrote that review of Wicked Abyss, Immortals After Dark, Book 17 by Cressley Cole. It's an Earphones winner read by Robert Petkoff, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 13 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Chosen, Black Dagger Brotherhood, Book 15 by J.R. Ward. It's an Earphones winner read by Jim Frangione. Narrator Jim Frangione raises the stakes in this tense installment in Ward's epic urban vampire series. New mother Layla's love for renegade vampire Exgor betrays her community, but her heart tells her that he's an honorable warrior. Frangione lives the violent arguments between Layla and her baby daddy, Huim, as he spirals into violent retribution that endangers everyone. As several beloved couples fall into disunity, Frangione shuttles between their stories. He makes the multiple narratives equally important and keeps the characters vibrant. Layla and Exgor's extended courtship often calls into question the likelihood of a happily ever after. So, when Frangione finally delivers it, listeners will breathe a sigh of relief. A strong performance of a pivotal audiobook in Ward's series. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of The Chosen, Black Dagger Brotherhood, Book 15 by J.R. Ward, an Earphones winner read by Jim Frangione. It's available from Random House Audio for 17.5 hours, unabridged. Next review is In Romance, It Happened in Scotland, Kilts and Quilts, Book 6, by Patience Griffin. It's an Earphones winner read by Kirsten Potter. Narrator Kirsten Potter finds complimentary voices for the characters in Scotland, just as Rachel stitches together complimentary tartan squares for the quilts she loves to make. She journeys to Scotland as a widow, bringing her daughter Hannah to meet her husband's family, not realizing her old flame Brody has also returned to the village. Potter manages the intricate details of this contemporary small-town story with aplomb, incorporating Scottish terminology and accents into her character-driven voicings. She differentiates Scottish terminology and accents of various ages and temperaments. Overall, Potter ensures that each character is interesting and unique. Hannah is the most memorable voice. The American 5-year-old immediately copies the Scottish brogue with an adorable high-pitched pipings. Kirsten Potter's trademark low pitch and rounded enunciation bring warmth to the inimitable Scottish Highlands. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of It Happened in Scotland, Kilts and Quilts, Book 6 by Patience Griffin. It's an Earphones winner read by Kirsten Potter, available from Tantor Media for 11 hours unabridged. Our next review in romance is If the Duke Demands. It's by Anna Harrington, read by Justine Eyre, and it is an Earphones winner. Narrator Justine Eyre is the perfect fit for this Regency romance, the first capturing the Carlyle's novel by the author of the Secret Life of Scandals series. It's the Secret Life of Scoundrels series. Her voice is textured and full of emotion, and her British accent draws the listener into the story. Miranda Hodgkins has her sights set on Robert Carlyle, but her failed plans at seduction lead her to share a kiss with the older Carlyle brother, Sebastian, the Duke of Trent. Eyre varies her narration as the story moves from passionate romance to humor and scheming. She gives each character a unique voice, from the determined-sounding Miranda to the deeper, more forceful tone of Sebastian. Listeners will eagerly await the next installment in this new trilogy. Elizabeth Nelson wrote that review of If the Duke Demands by Anna Harrington, an Earphones winner, read by Justine Eyre. It's available from Hachette Audio for 10 hours unabridged. Next review in romance is Till Death. It's by Jennifer L. Armentrout, read by Sarah Naughton. Audiobook listeners will be hooked by this chilling story. A decade ago, Sasha Keaton was the only woman to survive a serial killer known as The Groom. When she returns home to help run the family business, she hopes to reunite with friends and reconnect with her first love. However, she soon discovers that she still isn't safe, and the past is refusing to remain in the past. Narrator Sarah Naughton does a remarkable job of bringing Sasha to life and vocalizing her fear, hope, and determination as she builds relationships and takes charge of her life. Naughton moves back and forth effectively between other key characters, giving each a distinctive voice and presence. Listeners will appreciate the well-developed characters and the well-paced plot as Sasha's past and present collide. Kate S. McDonald wrote that review of Till Death by Jennifer L. Armentrout. It's read by Sarah Naughton, available from Harper Audio for 10.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Mr. CEO by Lauren Landish with Willow Winters. It's read by Alastair Hainsbridge and Bunny Warren. Narrator Alastair Hainsbridge and Bunny Warren create a high-voltage synergy in this sizzling contemporary romance. Hainsbridge's strong voice and deep tones bring out the power and ego of Logan Parker, a.k.a. Mr. CEO. His personality is emphasized by the force of slang words that he crisply delivers as he describes his sexual desire for his new employee, Charlotte Rose. Warren plays Charlotte with a solid sensuality that becomes breathless and shaky whenever she's near her demanding new boss. Hainsbridge and Warren's sexy interplay captures the raw emotion of the almost purely carnal attraction between the two lovers, as well as other aspects of intensity in the plot. However, the narrators also bring a soft and gentle quality to their tones that captures the change in the relationship as a tender and loving bond develops between Logan and Charlotte. The two narrators complement each other, making for a dynamic and tantalizing listening experience. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Mr. CEO by Lauren Landish and Willow Winters. It's read by Alastair Hainsbridge and Bunny Warren, and it's available from Audible, Inc. for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in romance, we have some hot picks, and these are short mini reviews. Strong-willed characters romp through these audiobooks. Find full reviews at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The first hot pick is Dirty, Dive Bar, Book 1 by Kyle Scott, read by Andy Arndt. When Lydia Green's wedding day becomes her fiancé's coming out announcement, guitarist on hiatus Vaughn Hewson is the sexy shoulder she cries on. Next, we have Sinful Scottish Laird, Highland Grooms, Book 2, by Julie London. It's read by Derek Perkins. Daisy stands up to the imposing Laird of Arendelle, despite her desperate need to wed. Next, we have Seducing Shakespeare, by Tabitha Ross, read by Ashford McNabb. Marietta attempts to pilfer Shakespeare's latest play to rescue her brother. Next, we have Bombshell. Hollywood A-List, Book One by C.D. Reese and read by Andy Arndt and Christian Fox. Hollywood playboy Brad Sinclair loves his 5-year-old daughter, but he finds her nanny, Kara, irresistible. Next, we have Complicated. It's written by Kristen Ashley, and it's read by Lance Greenfield and Aaron Mallon. Small-town Nebraska gossip flames when Sheriff Hickson Drake begins to court singer-stylist Greta Dare. And finally, our last hot pick of the day is The Roman, The Florentine, Book 4, by Sylvain Renard, read by Robert Sundin. Narrator Robert Sundin's deep, sensual voice is mesmerizing in the conclusion to this paranormal series. And that is our final review in romance. And remember, you can find full reviews of those audiobook picks at audiophilemagazine.com. That's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have reviews in biography and memoir, including an interview with author Sheila Nevins and a review of her collection of poems and short pieces, You Don't Look Your Age, and other fairy tales. It's read by multiple narrators. We'll follow that with Thomas Walken's regular feature, Learning by Ear, with reviews focused on current events, critical thinking, and you. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.